Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is here. Chip is the founder of the Chip Bell Group, co-author of 129,000 books. No, actually 21. Sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, Kaleidoscope, that's another one, Sprinkles, that's another one, Service Magic, that's another one. He wrote that book with our late friend Ron Zimke. Still think about Ron. He's our good friend. Chip, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Yeah, it's interesting times, isn't it?
We continue to live the Chinese curse, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. The double-sided.
That's exactly right. Hey, this, you know, Chip, yes, you've been around almost as long as I have. You've been to town at least twice.
And, yes, sir.
And around the block once or twice.
Yes, sir.
In your long career, have you ever seen anything like what we're going through right now?
Not this bad. I mean, we all got hit pretty hard in 2008, but nothing like this.
This is a double whammy, isn't it? It's a health crisis that's created an economic crisis.
That's correct. But just like that Chinese thing of both danger and opportunity, I like to think on the opportunity side.
Yeah. Well, and that's...
And I'll tell... I want to start with a quick story to demonstrate that. 1600, Black Plague hits London.
Mm-hmm.
It's carried by rats, and obviously the Thames River was all sewage practically. And Shakespeare was at the height of his career. He was 36 years old. He had one of his plays. It was a big hit right then. But when that coronavirus, that Black Plague hit, they shut down London. Closed all the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
He was financially hit pretty hard. So what did Shakespeare do during? They all hunkered down, just like we're doing, exactly like we're doing. So what do you think Shakespeare did?
He wrote Macbeth.
He wrote Macbeth and King Lear, two of his most profitable and most successful plays.
Wow.
That's the opportunity to say.
Yep, that's
and
exactly
so
right.
I take great solace in knowing Shakespeare's been through this and he came out okay. We can do the same thing.
No, that's exactly right. And the thing that I've been trying to get across to employers out there, you know, the government is stepping up to help us with this, but the payroll protection plan doesn't work for you if you don't have a payroll. That's what the money's for, is for payroll. So if you lay your employees off, even though you turn in your 941s and tell them what you did last year, if you can't prove that you made payroll in the next 2 months, they're not going to forgive that money. You're going to have to pay all that money back. And so,
exactly. And so
right now, if you can commingle the government's assistance with your organic money, and now's the time to keep your people on, even if you have to discount the amount you pay them. Keep them on and let them do the training. Let them read Ron's Chip's books and take watch some of your videos, Chip, and learn. This is a great time to train and to do maintenance and upgrade. What do you think?
Absolutely. And that is not only what you do for your employees, like you were just describing. It's also similar what you do with your customers. We've been saying for years now on your show how important it is to build that email list and build that opportunity to reach your customers when they're not able to see you face-to-face.
Now's
the time to start sending out things that help people grow your customers, grow and learn, that it enriches their life but also enhances their capacity to deal with all this.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's so many things that they could be doing. They could be learning about artificial intelligence to learn how to manage your people better. I mean, there's lots of stuff, and that's not and Chip. Here's the thing: if we were talking about this in January, February, December, if we said, okay, take your people, while your people any given day, let's get them some training. every one of the people listening would say, are you crazy? I can't take them offline. I'm selling stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm busy.
But now's the time to be prepared, because if they're like me, if they're like you, Chip, I'm planning on being in business on the other side of this, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I remember when my dad had part of his life was as a carpenter, and he said, you know, you can't work when you're raining. It's raining, but that's when you sharpen the saw.
That's right.
And so I think we need to help our people sharpen the saw during the time it's sort of raining or worse.
Right, that's exactly right. There's so many things. I've been thinking about technology, Chip, and one of the things I've been talking about on the show for the last couple of weeks is, what if this had happened in 1988? When we weren't connected. When we weren't connected.
Yeah.
Everybody had to go home. Think about that. We're fortunate that this happened. If it had to happen, we're fortunate that it happened now, aren't we?
Right. I'm sheltering in like everybody else, but I'm just thankful there's an internet and I got a computer. I think, what would my life be like if I had neither one of those? You know, I'd read a lot of books, but how much opportunity would I be to connect?
If you had a business where you couldn't connect with, you know, I mean, you're not going to make that many phone calls every day. I mean, there's just so many different ways. And the good news is FedEx and UPS and the U.S. Mail are still delivering.
They are. Absolutely. Thank goodness.
We've made purchases and we didn't go into a store.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. I get deliveries every day.
How many years now, Chip, have you and I talked about having a multi-faceted approach to delivering service to customers, not just face to face, but online? You've talked to us about making sure that you didn't count on your face to face. You, as you said earlier, the email. Right. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I was delighted when I saw Michaels. Now, Michaels is an interesting company because they depend on browsing. You know, I know people who are big into crafts who spent 3 hours in Michaels or Hobby Lobby. And so what are they doing? They've got an app that you can go on, pick out what you want, set a certain time, and drive by there, and they'll put it in your car for you at a certain hour. And so they're still – and crafts, obviously, right now with people with all their kids home is really, really important. So the browsing is out, but they're still figuring out a way to serve you. I'll give you another quick example. The liquor store I go to once in a while, not often, but once in a while, Matt said, I'm gonna stay open during this coronavirus. And I thought, how's he going to do it? He's a creative guy.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is 10 people walked in his store, and they were all on spring break and all having a good time. He goes, this is not working.
Right.
He's in the middle of the mall. So what he did is put a table out front and a sign that says, stop, you can't come in the store anymore, but you just tell us what you want, we'll bring it out
to you.
In clubs. And so Chip, he's figured out a
Chip,
way.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.